being a British Filipino can be too much, you know? So let's get into this week's chismis. Hi guys, and welcome back to another Chismis or No. It's your girl Gianna Rain.
Your girl JT.
It's your girl Giselle.
And for today's episode, we have the statement of money makes the world go round, not love or happiness. Nah, ban that. It's all about the shmoney.
I knew you made this one because it said, nah, ban that.
Nah.
Ban it.
Money makes the world go round.
Ooh.
Wow, that was a really... And breathe.
Moment of silence for that one.
Jizz, let's go.
Off the bat, agree or disagree? Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Oh yay, they're struggling. I thought it was Av.
It's because it's so like clear cut. Like, I literally have to agree or disagree.
Mm.
Off the bat, low key, I'd like to say agree.
Same.
Off the bat.
Is it?
What about you, off the bat?
Off the bat. I also say agree. Hmm. I thought you guys were going to say disagree.
Should we dive in?
Yeah, go on. Tell me your thoughts or whatever.
You go.
Because, you know, girls nowadays, I'm saying girls because I'm a female and I see it. But girls nowadays, they usually won't go talk to a guy or even pay any notice to him unless he has money. Do you know what I mean? Like, materialistic wise, most girls are about lifestyle. Don't get me wrong, most boys are the same. It's all about what I can show you, like what drip I have, what car I'm driving, where I'm going, what holidays I can go to.
Yeah, come on, you pay for that.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I'm joking.
If I can't offer you that, I'm not interested. Do you know what I mean?
It does seem that way these days. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, you agree to that?
Low key, as much as I don't want to agree, I just feel like, yeah, in this day and age, especially like on social media.
Ooh, yeah.
And I'm sure you guys have seen Blue Therapy.
Yes, I've watched small clips.
Same, yeah. I've only seen a couple snippets, and I just feel like a lot of the topics just surround money and, as you said, what you can show or where you're going and stuff like that.
That thing.
Crazy.
It's very hard to watch.
It is. And I feel like, as sad as it is, like, the I don't know, the world today is can be greedy, if you know what I mean, and it's over like artificial things.
It is.
Yeah, and like stuff like love, happiness, stuff isn't as centered anymore, it feels like.
So then would people be in relationships just for the shmoney? Kind of like sugar daddy, sugar babies. Not even that. General relationships.
I feel like nowadays it is, but back then it wasn't.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Because my parents, they didn't start off with a lot of money. They still don't have a lot of money.
Mm. Same.
And they love each other just for the love that they've built, especially like a family that they've made and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we
can all pretty much say that from our parents and stuff, aren't we? Like... So I think in that sense, if we're talking about from our personal lives, yes, maybe love does make the world go round.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah, that's our world, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're broadly speaking, yeah. I think it's a bit different.
Yeah, no, I was... When I made the statement, I was thinking, like, in general, like, the whole world.
Yeah.
Like, money, like, within, like, countries, etc. Not in a personal level. I think money definitely goes round. Like, look at the third world countries. What if we distribute a bit of money there?
Literally.
The world would turn a little
nicer, would.
You know?
Mm. It's true.
And that's what I thought in my statement. But then again, those in third world countries do have a lot of love, do have a lot of happiness within themselves.
And they're happy.
And they're happy.
In some ways, they're almost happier than us sometimes, you know? So, yeah, there is another side.
There is.
Yeah. So then, going back to the statement, does money make the world go round?
Yeah, it does.
Overall, it does.
Sad to say
that. Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I think there's definitely bad elements.
Because you know how people say money is the root of all evil?
Yeah.
It really is sometimes, you know.
But.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It can be so hard to think on the spot sometimes.
It is. This is a tricky one, isn't it? Like, yeah, even though we were able to answer it, it's like, still.
Shmoney. When you guys were talking about relationships and money and love and stuff, I kind of don't get prenups. I personally don't get it because, like you said, we come from a love perspective. So why the fuck are you giving me a prenup?
I think that's a rich boy thing. Rich families thing.
Yeah.
Poor families don't really do that. Yeah. Well, not poor, but like...
And then it might be a bit cultural. Like some people just... yeah, I don't know.
Join the money.
Yeah. And sometimes it's about like... that security for some people, maybe. Like, I built this before I met you. Like, I want to make sure that it stays that way sometimes. Because then it's like, you know, where you have, like, you know, couples that are in the public eye or have a lot of money, like, they'll do, you know, they'll sign a prenup. They'll have these things in place for, I guess, in case
to protect themselves.
Like, as a protection sort of thing. And especially, like, as a wife. I'm not saying exclusive to, I'm just saying because I'm a woman. As a wife, like, say if you've met somebody with money, you've built a home, a family, you've, like, acquired a certain lifestyle. You know, say if you're going for a divorce, then what happens sort of thing? Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Because then on the other side, it's like, well, this is not yours though. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really get it. Would you guys get one?
Nah.
I would never think of divorce.
That's why
I don't get it. Same. Like, I never think of ever breaking up with someone or ever, you know, when you're in a relationship. And when people put a prenup, it's like, raw, like, you're already thinking about, like, leaving me.
Like, how did your brain get there?
I'm joking, but yeah. What do you think, Jen?
I agree. Like, even though it's there to protect the person who wanted it in the first place, it's like, rah, like, you've really gone that far as to protect yourself in terms of, like, you're thinking that far ahead that something actually might happen. Like, I know it's just to protect yourself, but still, it's like, rah, like, you really think I'm here for the money. But, yeah, I don't really agree with prenups.
No, neither.
Each to their own.
Each to their own. Cool. Does that answer our statement? Does the money go round? Does the money make the world go round? We say yeah.
Yeah.
We do.
Pretty much. Kind of, in this day and age. Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Obviously, it's nice if it's love or happiness. But there's a lot of greed.
There is.
And yeah. That's all. Thank you for listening. That was a very quick episode.
Let us know if you agree or disagree.
Yeah, we never know, you know.
Yeah, let us know your opinion.
There's different perspectives in everyone. And no one's opinion's wrong, to be honest. Your opinion is your opinion, and we respect it.
Yes.
We'd love to hear it, though. So let us know in the comments below or DM us on all platforms. But thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye. You've reached the end of another episode with your favourite chismosas. If you're eager to learn more about us and the culture, find us at 22chismis on all platforms.